Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Courtney Turp with 3B Soap Reviews. I hope everybody's having a great Sunday. We're going to dive right into what we're going to be talking about this evening. I thought it would be kind of fun to do a segment about the best and the worst of Days of Our Lives over the last 50 years. And no, obviously, I haven't watched every single episode of Days of Our Lives in the last 50 years, but I'm going to discuss storylines that I liked, didn't like, pairings I liked, and didn't like. I've interacted a lot with you guys on Twitter, and you've let me know basically what your favorite storylines are. So some of them, and I won't say which ones, are my personal opinion and are your opinion. But it's just best that I keep it kind of, you know, kind of equally yoked because I've been accused of being kind of biased in the last couple of days. So that's okay. I mean, we all have our opinions and everything, but at the end of the day, I try to remain a professional and not be to the point where I can't interact with fans that like things that I don't like. I'm a human being. I'm going to like things that you don't like, but, you know, I'm not going to voice it in a way that's confrontational or, you know, belligerent or anything like that. So if you have an interest in calling in and talking about your favorite storylines, favorite pairings, or vice versa, just give me a call at 646-929-1538. And again, that call-in number is 646-929-1538. Let's go ahead and get started now. Okay, so we're going to start with the worst because, like, isn't the worst the best part of a conversation? So let's talk about, we're not, like I said, I'm not going to tell you, you know, if it's your opinion or mine. But the ones that are listed in kind of one, and not in a particular order, these are just the top five, actually top six worst storylines that I have come across, okay? Number one, we're going to go with Doppelganger Rafe, when Rafe was held captive by the Dimeras. That whole portion of the storyline at the time was just, It was a little bit far-fetched. It was a little bit, you know, a stretch of the imagination. And obviously, it's a soap opera, so we're going to have that happen. But it was just a little bit borderline ridiculous. I didn't like the fact that, you know, these people, and I've seen it happen before. It hasn't just been this particular occasion, but this one specifically irritated me pretty bad. With them taking this random person, putting them through plastic surgery, and they magically look like the same person that they're supposed to. How in the world is that convincing? Like I said, I know it's a soap opera, but that's just ridiculous. And him being, of course, being a, you know, a jerk off, and the way that he acted towards Sammy during that time, the doppelganger race, and the reveal of it was fucking stupid. And just, like, I hated that entire storyline. Okay. The next storyline that is on the worst list is EJ and Taylor, Love at First Huh. That was the funniest thing, was the Love at First Huh. I really never understood it. I never understood how, you know, EJ's a pretty in-depth guy, and he's always, you know, had his, you know, what together, but there's this random human being that just kind of popped up and, you know, he knows nothing about her, but he's madly in love with her. I'm sorry, even with Nicole, and, you know, I know there's some EJ fans out there that would, you know, take that offensively, but even with Nicole, there was depth. He didn't know anything about this chick, and he's madly in love with her all of a sudden? I didn't get it. It was forced, and I just didn't get it, and I thought that it was just kind of a ploy to steer him away from Sammy. I think everything is a ploy to steer EJ away from Sammy. Anything that has anything to do with anybody else. I thought that was a pointless storyline. And, of course, with Tamara Braun replacing, what was her name? I can't really remember what her name was. The first, Natalia Livingston played Taylor. Whenever that whole replacement went on, I didn't agree with that. Because, look, Tamara's coming out as Ava Vitale, a completely opposite character of who she was. So I think that whole storyline was kind of just a waste of their time. Moving on, and this is one of everybody's favorites, when Marlena was possessed by the devil. That was just comical, you know? It was just this crazy point. Everybody sat down at their TVs every day, if they were home, obviously, because we didn't have DVR back then. But they were just enthralled with that storyline. One thing the one storyline that, to me, I hear about the most besides General Hospital, Luke and Laura, that is the other storyline that I hear the most about. And it was just, it was comical and ridiculous, and it was just borderline insane. But everybody enjoyed it, and it was just something to kind of, everybody had mixed reviews about it, but it's one of those storylines that when you talk about Days of Our Lives, that's one of the top storylines that they will talk about. Next on the list, Hope's alter ego, when she went through town knocking everybody out. This little bitty thing is going through town and knocking people like EJ out, and Dr. Vader was involved and everything. Nothing is threatening about Hope Brady. And so whenever, you know, they did the whole, you know, her other alter ego kind of thing, the princess one, I'm like, you know, you just can't, I just don't really think that you can touch up on something like that, especially now. I mean, in the 80s and 70s, you know, people kind of fed off of those kind of ridiculous storylines just because it was just, it was a simpler time and things are so, you know, enveloped now that whenever you see a storyline like that, you're like, I don't even want to touch on it. It was stupid. We're just going to call that one stupid. The next one, and this is where everybody's going to get fired up, because it's a dual thing, throwing Aiden and Bo just a few days apart. Okay, you bring back Peter Ruckel to, you know, resurrect Bo Brady, and Aiden has completely lost touch with reality and tries to kill his own wife. And, you know, he had, in my opinion, he had a choice. But they create this monster out of him, and it's not a convincing monster. Here he goes. He gets killed. In a couple of days, Hope is a complete and total emotional wreck. Bo's trying to be there for her. All of a sudden, he has an illness. And it's like 3 or 4 days later. And here she is, a widow, a two-time widow. And, of course, that's the point where they have Rafe swoop in and become her savior like he is to everybody else. That was literally one of the most ridiculous things I've seen this year. Moving on, last but not least, EJ and Abigail, the affair from hell. Nothing about this affair made any sense. The storyline was slapping the Jamie fan base face. Every bit of it was stupid. And it was stupid because EJ has been a character that was literally molded, built, and created for Sammy. And while he may have had flings on and off with other people, it has always come down to Sammy. So he gets Sammy, and yeah, they're having issues, and she's not sleeping with him, but they make him this dog who goes out and screws a younger woman. They did it in any way, in any other sense of the word, but to give us a good stabbing back. And it worked. I'll give you that. It worked. It gave Days a lot of publicity. Good or bad, they didn't care, and they let you know that. So let's move on to the worst pairings. Okay, here we go. We're going to start at the top of the list, and I'm going to say this one, and I'm not ashamed to say it. Sammy and Rafe was one of the worst pairings, and I'm going to tell you why. I've said it many times. Sammy is one of those characters, you can't change her. Even if you sit down and write about her, you can't change her because she's not meant to be changed. And it's the same thing with Lucas. Rafe and Lucas were two men who had an idea what iconic, and they tried to turn Sammy into something she wasn't. Rafe was constantly making her, and nothing was ever her fault. And when it was, she was scolded. And I just will never understand the appeal between the two of them. Now, there were moments when they had sex scenes, I was like, oh, it's not that bad. But overall, no, absolutely not. I have never been a safe supporter, and I probably never will be. I'm any Jamie, and call me biased, that's fine. I don't about that, I'm going to be biased. So, next on the list, like I said, it's not in a particular order, EJ and Taylor. Now, I've already gone down this this whole route as to why I feel this way. It was meaningless. It came out of nowhere. It was against EJ's character. Taylor was and everything that EJ did. And that's what we're going to say about. Okay, now this is going to hurt some feelings. I know that I have listeners that love these two pairings. I'm going to go ahead and put them in kind of a bundle here. Daniel and Jennifer and Daniel and Nicole. Okay, now, before you get mad at me, understand why it is this way. Daniel is boring, useless, and is a big pile of air. That's not his fault. Sean Christian's a great actor. I feel like Daniel is almost on the level of Rafe. He's useless. He's never wrong. He's never a victim. I mean, he's never not victimized. He is always, always the victim in every situation. Jennifer's already without Jack, so that ruins her character. And then Nicole is just a big softy now. And Daniel and Nicole are constantly baby this, baby that, honey this, honey that, and I can't do it without gagging. So anytime that I watch the show and they're on it, the whole thing when they dance to All of Me by John Legend, I would have died. If I had fallen over, if I had keeled over and just passed away, I would have been fine with it. Because, like, that was the worst thing I've ever witnessed. I don't do cheesy, and that's just my opinion. So anyway, that was two of the five. The next one, last but not least, is probably my least favorite pairing, is Ben and Abigail. Okay. Ben and Abigail grossed me out that I probably would have turned anorexic because I couldn't watch that show without just absolutely feeling every ounce of me just curl up in this big tense ball because while Robert's a good act, romanticisms are just, they just don't work. And especially with Abigail, the kissing and the constant sex. And all, I know he jammed it with constant sex all the time, but, like, we wouldn't want to watch that, right? But, I mean, the two of them just grossed me out. There wasn't dinner, and then look what happened. He turned into a complete total psycho. So those are the worst pairings for me on dates. Now, let's talk about the good stuff, okay? Don't have feelings hurt. And this movie, you're kind of... That's okay. Okay, best pairings. This is between fans and myself, so you never know what I really think. Well, yeah, you will, because you've known me a long time. Bo and Hope. Don't kill me, Hayden fans. Don't kill me. Okay, Bo and Hope are iconic. And it's really cute looking back on their history and in how their characters enveloped into each other and how they came to be. They were just iconic couple of days, and losing Peter Reckle was literally one of the hardest things I think anybody has had to go through since, they had paired Hope with Aiden, and then he ended up being a psycho and dying, and on top of everything else, we lose Bo. Now, I know that was something that was kind of inevitable. Peter Reckle didn't want to stay. So we had to lose Bo. So I guess, honestly, it's kind of the best way. It's closure to go back. Now, I know this whole thing where people are like, was Peter Reckle? But that was exaggerated. But my point is that the whole thing with the battle between the boat pink, and that's something I've tried to preach over the last few years. You have a different than someone else, that's okay. You don't have to be hateful about it. Don't go looking for confrontation. You know, so just kind of leave it alone. Rude, but that's how I feel. Now, next on the list, of course, how can you skip them, John and Marlena? They're one of the best pairings ever. Deidre Hall's amazing. And I've always thought that the two of them are just electrifying. They're in the same room. And whenever they split the tough to watch. We knew they, no matter the trials they may be going through, they wouldn't end up back together. They did. And, you know, that's kind of hope, you know? They're just that couple, you know, that you can't picture Days of Our Lives without John and Marlena. So this is the next pairing is a newer one. And some people are going to go, well, I know whose opinion that is. Okay, Sweetie is hot. They, in my opinion, have replaced Eugenie. We don't have Eugenie. So, you know, Bree and Teresa, come on now. They're both really sexy people. And I have a biased person in the room with me right now that would lick Brady from head to toe. You stop that. I know for a fact that these two people have a following, and somebody tried to argue with me about that today. Get on that. You know, have your opinion. But Brady and Teresa absolutely have a following. I have seen them, and they are very passionate people, you know. But they don't have a reason to fight. They don't, their story hasn't been destroyed. Teresa has turned into a character that I've absolutely fallen in love with. And Jen Lilly is just incredible playing her. And at first, I was kind of like in question. But over time, she turned out to be a total asset. I can't imagine days without her. So, Brady and Teresa, come on now. Now, the next one we're going to talk about is Steve and Kayla. Okay, this is me because obviously we know my age and I haven't been able to watch when all these episodes first aired, but I have really come to love Steve and Kayla. I've liked them since he returned, obviously, but the scenes in the closet when they got trapped, so you just literally can't help but love them. There's no way you can't. They have natural chemistry material. I really see a bright future for them. I'm not seeing any dark clouds up ahead of them anytime soon. But I absolutely love Steve and Kayla. Now, last but not least, you can't kill me for saying it, EJ and Sammy. Now, I know some people are going to say, oh, you the right man. Okay, we're not even going to have gone over it many times. EJ and Sammy have something on days. Had something on that nobody else did. Those two people are so twisted and broken and confused that they somehow find the capability to love each other through it. And among all the different people that support them as a couple, they would all say the same thing, pretty much, is that despite the fact that they've done all these horrible things to each other, no one else on the planet will have loving them the way they love each other. And I think that's the one thing that's drawn me, that drew me today, EJ and Sammy. And the fact that they're not there now, you know, it's really hard. It's a big hole to fill, and I don't know if anybody will fill it. I know Brady and Teresa are trying, and I know that Chad and Abby are just whatever, we're not going to go over that. I'm not that big of a fan of them because I feel like all they are is a mock-up. I don't feel like they are anywhere near the level of Eugenie, but that's a matter of opinion. Don't hate me for it. But without them, you know, even whenever they did the thing that they recently together, look at the turnout they had with the publicity and the social media, everything that came up about that. Look what happened. You know, people freaked out, even though it's been a year since they've been on. So anyway, we're going to move on to best storylines, okay? No particular order. This is one of my favorites. And I don't know if I'm or not. Father Eric, the rape of a priest. She didn't like that one, but I did. And I did because my favorite part about it.
I did.
You did like it. Okay, my favorite part about it was the reveal, was when they were in the church and Marlena played the video. And even in the midst of all of that, Kristen still found a way to make herself out to be the victim, pretending that it never happened. And the fight, and on all of it, it was awesome. I loved it. I was so torn on some of the best storylines because there's so many that are good. So if I don't name your favorite, like I said, throughout the entire episode, don't be offended. Okay, the next one, JJ and Eve, the Mommy Dearest Affair. I absolutely love JJ and Eve. I liked it because they freaking had chemistry. Believe it or not, they actually had chemistry, and their sex scenes were pretty hot. And even though that it was gross, you wanted to watch it. you know, you're just you feel like this pervert. But it was such a good storyline. And you knew the reveal would be awesome when Paige found out. That whole story rocked. I literally lived for days when that was going on. Okay, the next one. The necktie killer, whodunit. I literally couldn't figure it out at first. Kinda. Okay, and then I was going, well, you know, it could be this person. I honestly thought if it wasn't going to be Ben, it was going to be Daniel. Only because of the fact that, or Eric, because Eric was going through that, you know, that alcoholic phase where, you know, he was having his little blackouts. But, you know, it kind of didn't surprise me, but I've enjoyed how it's unraveled over time. I've really enjoyed, even though we had a big loss, Will and Serena and Paige, I know that, you know, obviously we went through a pretty tremendous loss, but it ended up being a pretty cool story. I don't understand why Clyde and Ben had to become these awesome serial killers killing everybody, but that's how it turned out. Next on the list, we're going to go with Sydney and Grace swap. Sammy and Nicole's cat fight. It's rocked. It was so cool to watch Sammy whoop her ass, okay? When she confronted her with this issue and was confronting this and saying, you did it, admit it. Nicole had this problem with admitting anything. And she still kind of does, but not on the level that she did. And Sammy is forcing her to say, tell it to me, let me hear it. Sydney is Sammy and EJ's daughter. And she kept saying, no, 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 no. And Sammy just backhanding her, you know, like nothing I've ever seen. I just semi-started watching Days, and I was sitting on the edge of my seat the entire time. And I was not an Allison Sweeney fan at the time. Don't tell anybody I said that. But I sat on the edge of my seat when Sammy knocked her around that apartment. And last but not least, EJ and Sammy's 2013 reunion. Okay, the reason why this was my personal favorite was because Sammy finally came to terms with the way that she felt about EJ. She finally came to terms with the fact that there was something inside her that could never stay away from him. And it's true. Even when they were fighting, she would look for excuses to fight with him. She wanted to constantly be in the room with him. She constantly wanted a reason to have to confront him about something. Even if it was negative, you know, he was in the room. She didn't care. And that's a real-life situation, you know, that some people go through. It's where they don't care what it is, if it's good or bad, as long as they're going through it with that specific person. They don't care. Because it's better than having nothing at all. And that's something that the two of them experienced a lot ever since the very beginning. And when she sat down and said, there's part of me that can't stay away from you, and I don't want to have to deny that anymore. I'd rather just go with my gut. This is all paraphrasing. I know exactly what she said, but I'm not going to be a nerd to tell you exactly what she said. So we had this awesome reunion. So there's that. So those are my and your favorite stories and least favorite stories, favorite pairings, least favorite pairings. Okay? So if I missed anything, absolutely, yeah. I want to hear what your favorites were, what your favorite pairings were. But you basically, like I said, I included what you said. So, you know, good times. Good times. Neato gang. So, like I said, if you have anything that I missed, DM it to me, and we can do a poll. We can do whatever you want. I love contests. They're a lot of fun, as long as they're not confrontational. So next week, on Sunday at 5:30 Central Standard Time, I'm not really sure what we're going to cover, but I did a poll, and I said, what soap would you like me to cover besides Days? And right now, General Hospital is winning. So I may do an entire show on General Hospital. I don't know. Just kind of getting my take on things and, you know, I'll spend the next week kind of looking over everything and see what I can and round up for you. But if you haven't followed us on Twitter through Be Soap Reviews, you need to do it. And you need to go on YouTube and do According to Trip TV, and let me tell you why. Because we did a challenge tonight, the Drunk Spelling Bee, don't ask questions. is amazing, okay? We are ridiculous. We know this, and that's why that we're here, to provide you with entertainment so that when you go out into your everyday life, you say, hey, my life doesn't suck too bad. Courtney and Jenny sat at a table and got smashed because they don't know how to sell. Okay? That's pretty cool stuff. So subscribe to Courtney and Trip TV on YouTube. Follow 3B Sub Reviews on Facebook. You can also add me on Facebook. You can DM me questions, concerns, comments anytime you want to on Twitter. If you follow me, I follow you back, as long as you don't have pornographic images that hurt my innocent eyes. But it's been awesome. It's been great. But I'm going to go have dinner and have a great evening. And I hope you do too. So I love you guys, and I'll see you next Sunday.